All right, let's start this next. Let's take the next piece. Boy Rabba. Right? You have time to look at this after the morning activities? Yeah. Go ahead. Who wants to read? Boy Rabba. Yeah. Right, so it's a difficult question. Rabba's question. Why is he asking this question? Seems difficult. Why is he even asking this question? Seems like a davar pashut to us up to this point. That's not nezek. And he says, what if you had, what does he call it? He calls it sheves hapochso bedamim. Right? See, Rashi says, you hit him with a makkah that requires rest. And he's going to be well in the end. Just as good as new in the end. Right, the ein kan ella sheves. That's a definitive statement. There is only sheves, right? Meaning there is no permanent damage. Nezek is permanent damage. There's no shinoi in the tzura, right? So there is only sheves. That's not the question. Rashi's not saying it's a question: is there nezek or not? Right, definitively there is no nezek. There's only sheves. Okay, but. It will have an effect right now on his market value. If he tried to sell himself, he'd be worth less. So what's the din? Do we make him pay for the loss of value right now, that occurs right now, or not? Or not? Yeah. Nezek technically is a damage. And a damage, that's a permanent damage. Rashi's not saying it's a question, is there Sheves or not? Is there Nezek or not? He says, Ein kan ela Sheves. But it's a Sheves that's poches, pochso achshav.
How can you put him out of work without doing Nezek?
You badly sprain his arm. Because it's going to come back. Nezek means a permanent change.
Black and blue come back.
That's definitely not Nezek. Black and blue? No.
Doesn't he say the Brit says, Kimon Sofalach, Loya Blit, Demei Gadav?
What's that?
Kimon Sofalach, Loya Blit, Demei Gadav. In other words, he's saying, if you say Sofalach, or Sofalach, you don't pay Demei Gadav, or do you say,
right. So I'm saying it's not a question of is this nezek or not. No, it's definitively, in our terms, nezek means a permanent damage. That's what it, breaking your leg depends how you break it. Is it sofa lachs or not? I don't know. Depends what you were before. It depends if it changes your value. He says over here, Rashi says, he's going to be just as good as new. Right? He says, that's the case. V'sofo lios sholem kibat chila. V'ein kan ela sheves. He says, there is only sheves. That's not the question. That's part of the fact. The fact is, ein kan ela sheves. It's not a mahu, is there sheves or is there nezek. That's not the mahu. The facts are there's only sheves. Right? Because definitively nezek means a permanent damage.
There's like a sixth category.
Rabba wasn't a simpleton. This is a difficult question. I mean, right, it's a question because it doesn't fit clearly into the category. It's not nezek, but there's something about it that makes Rabba wonder if you should pay like nezek. But it's not nezek. Is it a sixth category? I don't know. I don't know what you call it. But let me put it this way: in terms of the ordinary definition of the term nezek, it doesn't fit into the definition of the term nezek. The normal term nezek describes a permanent damage. That's the way Rashi is presenting it. Okay, it's a sheves hapochso bedamim mahu. Okay. So, do you just give him sheves? or do you pay him for the temporary change in his value? Now, what is the temporary change in his value attributable to? If it's just attributable to the Sheves, then that's just Sheves. No? That's what's bothering Tosus. Right? Take a look at Tosus. Right, why? That's right. So Tosa says the problem here is because there's a imperfect knowledge. Right? Imperfect knowledge. So the Dayanim might decide that it's Sofa Lachzor, but that doesn't mean the market will bank on that. Right? So, Jonah, you back there?
Yeah.
All right. So that's the problem, right? You hit him on the hand, and it shriveled. And what? And to the market is not convinced that this guy's going to be better. I mean, there's a risk. There certainly is a risk. People have been known to be wrong about these estimations. So there's a risk. So the risk factor is going to reduce his market value. Right? But Bedover Yadua. Then there's no question. Then there will be no question. There'd be no question. And then you just pay him Shevis. Right? You didn't cause him a permanent damage. And there's no market damage. Aside for the not being able to work, which is covered by Shevis. The temporary cessation of work is covered by Shevis. Of course, the Shevis would be by what he's going to be as a full man, not a Shomer Kishon. This would be like a full Gavra. Right? It'd be like locking a guy in a room. Locking a guy in a room. Nobody's going to... was that your question the other day? Someone asked me that. No one's going to buy a guy who's locked in a room. But but that's not intrinsically a change in his goof. It's not a change in his work potential. That's just a temporary cessation. So it has to... So it's a strange thing. It's because... It's not a reality-based change. It's purely a market-based change. It's a market effect. If a guy were an expert doctor, he could make a good living on cases like this. Buying and selling. Right? Exploit the market inefficiency. So, but what's the question halakhically over here? What do you say, Tal? Like a Nezek. Right, so that's the question. So what's the question? If the guy has a base in his omeid, then he's going to be healthy. But lemaisa, right now, if he would try to sell himself, the market would discount him because of the chance that he's not going to be sofa lachzor. So do you pay for that peches damim or not? Or do you pay just shevis? Now, if you pay that peches damim, then the shevis would be different. Right, everything has to be... they have to go together. But what's the question? What's the question? It's a difficult question. All right. No, just to clarify, Basin is saying there's only Shevis. That's what Basin is saying. Basin is making an umdana and is saying there is no permanent damage. So then in terms of the Basin's evaluation, there is no permanent damage. So it's ain't kanela Shevis. Right. Now, with plain shot, you wouldn't think of this question. You'd say plain shot is the Maisa Nezek is damage to the goof. And then we pay for it with the Shuma of Eved. Right? But the Shuma of Eved doesn't have its own... that's not what the Nezek is. The Nezek isn't in his Shumas Eved. The Nezek is in the goof. Right? The Nezek is in the goof. And then we need a payment connected to it. So we look at what that loss of that guf. We evaluate the loss of the guf through the shum of Evan. I mean, that certainly would seem as the side that says that it's only shevas. It's only shevas. I think the Meiri says that on not the one I showed, but just says on the Maskana. He says no, shevas nezek is only for chisron aver. That's all it's for. Nezek, the payment of nezek is only for the for being mechaser and aver. But this is a different idea of nezek. He's trying to find a new definition. He wasn't 100% sure that that's the definition of that's the machayev of nezek. Well, no, Rabbi was not 100% sure that the machayev of nezek is really for the maisa of being mechaser or the aver. He had a different possibility. Gemara says later, both Abaye and Rava were sure about something that Rabbi was unsure about. But each one was sure in a different way. Right? That's the Gemara's maskana, is that what Abaye holds, it is definitely considered like a nezek. Payim Shevis Gedola and Shevis Katana. Right? And Rava held it's just Shevis. Abaye and Rava were both Talmidim of Rava. Apparently they were able to make progress in this question. What does it fall into? I mean, it's not just an academic question. It really is a question of whether it has the shame nezek. Because that's what the Gemara in Gittin goes through. It'd be a nafkamina. For sure, it damages someone in a way that's so falachzor, but reduces his value. So you don't pay for the damage of a shore anything other than nezek. So if it has a din of nezek, you'd pay. If it has a din of shevis, you'd be putter. Right? Right. In other words, the problem though is, according to this way, what's the difference between nezek and shevis? They're both just a temporary. It's just a temporary loss. I mean, you wait a week, and the guy will regain all of his market value. But this is not a real peches dam in the gavra. I mean, the whole thing is, it's not a true peches dam. It's just a doubt. The market just doesn't know. So. Huh? It's not a permanent peches dam. It's not a permanent peches dam. He'll regain it all. It doesn't have the same quality of nezek that we associate with losing an arm. How? In what way can you equate them? In what way can you equate them? That's the question. Right? Yes. So what are you saying? You can equate them how? I mean, but even if a guy was sick for a week, and he was definitely going to get better, I mean, lemaisa, he would not be worth as much on the market, right?
Pakistan is in terms of the market. Isn't in terms of market. It just happens to be here. The market is more short-sighted than.
Doesn't have to be like a. No, it's what's the difference between locking guy up in the room? Now, who was asking that? Tal?
Yeah.
Right, so if you have a guy, you go to the market and say, I'll sell you an Eved who right now is locked in a room and he'll be out in 10 days.
Yeah.
It certainly would get less than a guy who's ready to work today.
Yeah.
Right? So why is that different? Well, that's not a kasha. That's Dabar Pasha. Right? But that's only Shevas. No, it's all the things that are only because of the temporary cessation should just fall into Shevas. The market value is guf. Correct. That's because that is not going to be a deduction because of the market value of his guf. Right? That's just going to be situationally he's not ready to show up. So situationally that doesn't reflect the value of his guf. Right? But over here it's a strange case. The doubt about the value of his guf has what? Has an objective form. Right? There's an objective, calculable value associated with the doubt about his bodily condition. Correct? It's not really extraneous to the guf. It's not extraneous to the guf. Not like being locked away. Right? But it also doesn't result from the loss itself of the guf. It comes from the doubt about the loss of the guf.
And the doubt is factored into the market value?
That's what the Rishonim is saying.
I mean, you consider it doubt.
Right? No, just to put the question a different way. In terms of the side that says you putter over here for Nezek, you only chayev Sheves, so there's a clear distinction between Nezek and Sheves. Even though they're both things that affect his ability to earn money, there's a clear distinction. Nezek is the Maisa Hezek, is a Maisa of destroying the guf. Right? And Sheves is just a temporary, his temporary inability to work. It's a temporary thing. Correct? That's the defining difference between Nezek and any other payments. Nezek is for actually being mechaser the guf, destroying the guf. But you can't, but according to the side that says that you would pay Nezek over here, you can't say that's the hallmark of Nezek. You can't say the hallmark of Nezek is a permanent change in the guf. So what is it? That's what I'm looking for. You have to understand what, so then what is it? Right? So what is it then? In other words, put it another way. In other words, there's a, according to the first side, there's the Maisa itself is different. Right? The Maisa itself is different. The Maisa Hezek is a destruction of the guf. That is the Maisa Hezek. Right? It's a Maisa of destruction. Correct? And that's why, as long as the guy is Sofo Lachzor, it's not going to be a Maisa of Nezek. Yeah, it'll just be that you prevented him from working. Right? They're qualitatively different kind of actions. The Maisa Nezek and the Maisa and anything else. But according to the second side, they're not qualitatively different kinds of actions. You understand? Because it's some sort of Sofo Lachzor, so there's no permanent damage. Right? So it's really just like the same exact thing as a Maisa of Sheves. Just a temporary effect. So then how do you distinguish the two? So then what's the difference? You understand? The first side says the difference between Nezek and anything else is in the quality of the action itself. It's a type of action. You can harm a guy by removing a body part, or you can harm a guy by incapacitating what he has. Those are different kinds of things. Temporarily, right? But according to the second side, there's no difference. There's no difference. A person could do an act that has a temporary cessation, and sometimes it'll be Nezek and sometimes it'll be Sheves. So what is the difference? So you have to say it's not a difference in the Maisa, right? What makes it Nezek is not that it's a difference in the Maisa, but that what? Now, this side doesn't require the Maisa Hezek to be in the guf, right? In order to be Nezek, it only requires that the calculation of the damage be via the guf. Right? In other words, it's not the... I have to think there's something more here. But he's saying that in terms of the mechayev, it's not different. Damaging the being chova b'chavero is the mechayev of both. It's not different in how you're attacking the guy. It's different in terms of the source of the calculation of the loss. That seems like an accidental kind of a feature. He's saying, if it's sofo lachzor, so the mice is the same. But what effect did it have? It had an effect of loss attributable to the change in the guf. Now, is it not? Now, if you're going to learn the first way, it means it's the change in the guf itself. So, change in the guf itself has to be permanent. What if you say nezek is the losses associated from the change in the guf? Then even the doubt would be a loss that's associated with the change in the guf. Let's think about this one more time. Yeah. Let me put it slightly differently. In other words, what's the difference between nezek and what is the defining quality of nezek according to the second side? The defining quality of nezek is that it is an objective harm of the maisa. Okay? It's an objectifiable harm of the maisa. That's all it requires. Not that it's a permanent damage. Not difference in the terms that it's a permanent damage to the guf, but it's different as nezek, meaning it's a direct harm of the maisa. That's the difference between nezek and the other payments. So he's saying like this: if I hit the guy, even though it's sofo lachzor, correct, the fluctuation that he suffered right now in his value is a direct objectifiable result of the hakah. Shevis is not. Shevis is just a grama. He's not going to be able to do any work. You understand? The difference between nezek, according to this side, what makes it what makes it nezek is that it is a definitive objectifiable loss from the hakah. So it doesn't matter if he's going to get it back at another time. That makes no difference. The maisa itself can be objectified definitively in terms of mammon. That's the difference between nezek. Nezek is direct. Everything else is indirect. As opposed to saying nezek is in terms of the guf and everything else is in terms of his mammon. Yeah.
Didn't we say that for?
No, it's going to the first side. It's a permanent. It's an objective result of the maisa in terms of the physical. That the physical hakah, the physical. It's a physical nezek. That's the difference between nezek and shevis. Nezek is in terms of the guf, and shevis is in terms of his ability to work. Right. Paying for the. If you define nezek, meaning to say that we treat the gavra's guf like a cheftza, there has to be a damage to the cheftza. That's a typical understanding of nezek. Right? It has to be a damage to the cheftza. Damage is permanent. Temporary is not considered a damage. Okay? Like Gemara says, if you shave a guy's hair off, so that's considered temporary. That's contemporary. It's going to come back. Right? Because it's funny, the Gemara considers it like the same exact hair. So there's no different. You don't say, well, that hair is permanently gone. Right? There's no difference. It's just like a guy spraying his arm and getting his arm back. So anyway, but if the difference between nezek and the others is that nezek is physical harm and the other ones are a hefsid of, is an indirect hefsid, like the Ram says, this is basically a grama. You're causing him to lose work. You're causing him not to be able to get up in the morning and go earn money. Or you're causing him to pay doctor bills. Those are not direct effects. Those are not direct changes to him of the Maisa. Those are indirect things from the Maisa. Right? So if you're going to learn that the first way is that nezek is in terms of the guf, it has to be a shinoi to the gavra, to the guf of the gavra. That's the definition of nezek. Being mechaser him and aver is nezek. Everything else is the effects of it, right? In terms of moment. So then, Sofo Lachzor, based in decides that it's not a permanent effect. It's not a permanent destruction of the goof. Right? That side is simple. The second side is a little more difficult, but he's saying if there is a direct monetary result, that would be Nezek. A direct monetary result of your Hakah. It has nothing to do with the goof. In other words, it has to do with the goof just in the sense that the action of nezek is a maisa to the goof, but it's not defined by the change in the goof. It's defined by an objective change in his value, which is the market. So it doesn't matter that it's sofo lachzor. Sofo lachzor is only important if you're defining the maisa hezek in terms of the guf itself. But if you're saying the maisa hezek, as opposed to sheves, is direct monetary change of the act, as opposed to indirect losses that the act will propagate, right? Then even if it's sofo lachzor, since right now there's an objective, quantifiable shinoi in his value, you'll say that's a maisa hezek. It was just like you destroyed a certain quantum of mammon right now. By hitting him, you actually reduced him as a gavra of mammon right now. It doesn't matter sofo lachzor. That's not an issue. Sofo lachzor is only an issue when we're looking for a shinoi in the guf. Okay? We're looking for a shinoi in the guf. But now when we're just looking for an objectification of the maisa, you understand? All we're looking for is what makes it nezek as opposed to other things, is that it's objectifiable. Then we can say it's a direct act. It's a direct harm. Yeah. But the point is like this, and I was trying to bring them a little bit closer. I have a slight doubt in my mind, but I'm trying to bring them a little bit closer. I'm saying that the hallmark of Nezek is the same. The hallmark of Nezek is always the same. An objectifiable direct result. It's either in the terms of his goof or in his value. Okay? The only thing is, if it's in his goof, then it's why, but the only question is, why in his goof does it have to be permanent and in his value it doesn't? Right. Now, in terms of, if you're going to define it in terms of the goof, it's going to be defined in terms of shinui to the goof. So the show, if it comes back, it lacks in shinui. Right? But if you're looking in terms of mammon, you're just looking for an objectification of it. Doesn't matter if that value will come back later. It still is objectified.
Right now, it's not worth it.
Right. I mean, what's appealing about the side to say that it's nezek? I mean, what is it really saying about the whole institution? Is saying that there is no difference. There is no difference between nezek and anything else in terms of the maisa. That was one slight. The other way of looking at it, you have to say that that there's not a unified maisa chovel, right? You can have tsar could be one type of maisa, nezek could be another type of maisa. Because nezek is like a nezek is intrinsically differentiated as a maisa of the realm of the union of chovel. Nezek is differentiated. It has its own requirement of definition. It doesn't share the same definition as a Maisa Tsar or Boshes or something like that. Right? This way of saying, no, it's all the same. There is no differentiation. HaChovel B'Chaveiro is one Ister of Chovel. The only differentiation between Nezek and the others is whether there's an immediate objectifiable result. of mamon. As opposed to saying the ma'isa nezek is defined differently as a ma'isa chovel. You understand? So that's why he wasn't sure. In terms of the normal idea of nezek, you would demand a loss of the guf. But in terms of unifying it with the inyan of chovel, it should be the same. So Abaye and Rava took different paths on this. They took different paths. I'm saying, if you go in terms of borrowing nezek from the normal form of nezek, it has to be like we said, like the Ramez. It has to be a shine to the tzura. You have to be mishana the tzura of the thing. You have to destroy the thing in a certain sense, right? But nezek is really only a part of an iser of attacking a gavra. Right, in that sense, even raising your hand here, you consider to be osek in the isser of attacking the gavra. So Rava thought maybe you shouldn't say that you're not involved in being a mazik to the gavra. In other words, maybe in that sense we should equate all the chavolos should have the same basic maisa. And only be different in how they're quantified. Because the question is the Maisa Nezek stand apart from the other four as a qualitatively different kind of a Maisa itself? Right? Or are all of them really share the same basic form of just being a Makeh? Right? And the differentiation is in terms of whether they're immediately quantifiable or not. You know what I'm trying to say?
I think so. What you're saying is the decision
you just got from the decision is that nezek in its isolated, just isolate, if I would take nezek the kuliyama, like of a shore, any other type of nezek, it's defined by a permanent damage. Right, but now we're saying nezek is one of the things of a chovel b'chavero. Right, so in that sense, maybe we should say that it's a different kind of a nezek. Because in that sense it should really be just a ma'isa hakor. Because if you're going to maintain the same requirements of nezek of kuli alma, then it's going to be a qualitatively different from the rest of the group. It's going to demand a certain type of a result that nothing else demands. That's why he would say on the second side that even if it's sofo lachzorch, it's nezek. Means like this: if I attack an animal, it's only going to be nezek. Well, hold on. I think the Rishonim want to say this would apply also to an animal though. Yes, that's not going to work out. It's a universal question of nezek. It's going to come out to be a universal question of nezek, really. Yeah, that's not going to work out. Scratch that. Because it seems like it's a universal question of nezek. The Rishonim want to say the same question by a shore. If you borrowed a shore and you damaged it temporarily, is that considered nezek or not? So you want to say from this gemara, you see that's not considered nezek. And since you don't pay shevis for a shore, you're putter. Apparently they hold that if you would learn as nezek, you'd be chayev. Hold on, let's think of one more thing. I'm not sure where the Zibai is. I can't define why he would say each way. That's what I was trying to work out, but it's not working out. Just we can define what each way is. It's difficult to say why you would go each way. But it would seem that it's universal. I was trying to work it out in terms of Adam, but But you got to look at some at the other Rishonim. They want to learn from here, even to cases of Shor. Right, in the Hagos Ashri brings down a case. Shita Mikvetz brings down some Rishonim like that. They want to apply it to Shor too, which indicates it's just purely a question of Nezek. I don't know why he thought of it here, but it's universally a question of what Nezek is. Right, because that's the point. Nezek is not grama. Nezek is direct. But is it direct in terms of the guf, or is it direct in terms of the value? But it still requires I think I have to think about it a little more. It still requires some shinoi to the thing. Still has to be based on the shinoi of the guf. Right, because hezek sheino nikar is not hezek. It has to still be based on the shinui of the guf, but it's an objectifiable, result of the shinui of the guf, as opposed to a shinui of the guf per se. Is it a shinui of the guf per se, or is it an objectifiable result of the shinui of the guf? So nafkmi would be sof alachzor. If it's shinui of the guf per se, then you'll recover, don't worry. If it's shinegav per se, if it's shinegav per se, then sof alachzor is not. But if it's a direct objectifiable result of shinegav, this is. Even though it's sof alachzor, it still is an objectifiable result of the shinegav that you did. Right?
You wouldn't want to say that the requirement for shinegav is to make that same type of myself.
Like what?
No, I'm saying, in other words, that it's not. The shinoi of the guf isn't relevant to the halachos of how to evaluate it. So evaluation is either you're evaluating the limb, or you're evaluating the shinoi of the guf, or the type of stomach of the guf. But the reason you would need shinoi is to make it a certain type of maisa, in order to lax in the maisa hezek of the guf. Right?
Right. That's the first side. Right. Then you need a real shinoi of the guf. Because maisa hezek is a certain type of maisa of destruction.
Right now I'm saying even in the other side, that
where it's sof alachzor?
Right, the reason it has, I'm saying that's hezek shinoi nikar is it's lacking in the maisa.
Right.
Right.
And this? I'm not sure what you're getting. You know what?
No.
Yeah.